Now, I don't know if this is in the ultimate UAE explorer guide, but on one of our listeners' list is, well, they're asking actually, do they allow you to jump off the Burj Khalifa with a parachute? For fun, of course. That's what, and it's on his bucket list. But no, you can't do that.
Unless you're Tom Cruise, maybe.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. But a nice idea. You can sort of dream about that, maybe. Sam's saying about starting riding lessons, but this summer, is it too hot? And where can you go? Well, I think it's too hot, but you tell me if I'm wrong. If you know of somewhere that are doing riding lessons through the summer, let me know on 4001. Certainly, I've been getting up earlier and earlier to walk my dogs, because, I mean, if you're going to ride, it's got to be early in the morning. And it is getting hotter. Even at like 5:30 this morning, it was a little hot. Well,
on the issue of temperature, when I was at the Sports World Centre yesterday doing the tennis coach said that out in a little bit further out of town, they have a centre at the Maiden, near Maiden Racecourse. Mm. He said, because it's so open, you don't have the buildings, and there isn't that residual heat from the buildings as well. He said, you know, he plays tennis in the evenings, and there's a cool breeze. And even when it's been a hot day, you can play tennis, and it's perfectly comfortable out there.
Okay, well, then you can certainly go out riding then.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah, if it's okay for the horses, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, let me know if you can ride through the summer months here in the UAE. Whereabouts can you do this? Let us know on 4001. So keeping cool this summer, keeping it on the water theme, what can we do?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? You know, as the summer heats up, everyone kind of thinks that we all should hibernate indoors and stay in the aircon. Luckily, there are a lot of activities that are going on. If you purchase the Ultimate Explorer Guide in summer, you'll find out a little bit more. But there are a lot of... I don't know, I just came back from America, as I was telling you, and I went and experienced my first ever drive-through. Have you ever been to a movie drive-through before?
I have not.
It's one of the most fun experiences. You drive into your car, then you reverse the car and you sit in the boot of the car with a duvet, and then you get unlimited popcorn and you just kind of tune into the radio station.
And was John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John there?
No, but I've tried to pretend that I was, you know,
Sandy.
Olivia Newton. Yeah, exactly. And it was just one of these. It was a true American experience and a lovely experience at that. And if you remember those old school drive-throughs, Dubai are doing something similar. Now you're not going to be in your car, but instead, what better? You're going to be in a nice temperature-controlled swimming pool.
Wow.
So there are loads of hotels around the UAE that have already started this movies by the pool theme. I'll give you a couple of places that are doing this, and bear in mind that this is family orientated. So the movies are a lot of Pixar films, not obviously, you know, relatively new releases, but not obviously the newest releases. We've got the Desert Palm Dubai. Like I said, this is a fabulous option for those with kids. They've got what they're calling the Movies and Munchies Night, which is going to be held every Wednesday from this coming Wednesday. So go there next Wednesday. They've got films like Happy Feet, Space Jam, The Smurfs. And it's only costing 30 dirhams per
person.
So you go down there, bring your swimmers, bring your Lilo, and they'll give you plenty of food to keep you entertained throughout
like
the night.
Sounds like mayhem. Kids, food, in a pool, with a movie.
Then, if you don't like that idea, then go at the 10 o'clock showing, when it's definitely, you know, time for the kiddies to go to bed. And then it's later on a weekday, so maybe it'll be a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
And that's what most of the hotels are doing it. I mean, the Address Dubai Mall at the Cabana, their swimming pool there, it's very large. They're going to put up a
big
screen.
It's a beautiful pool
as well. It's gorgeous. And the same thing. That's slightly heavier because they've got beverage buckets available as well. And that's 99 dirhams at the Address Dubai Mall. Films take place at 8:30. You've got the Dubai Polo and Equestrian Club. Again, they've got a movies night. It's only 25 dirhams for children and 40 dirhams for adults. The same thing. They've got films like Rugrats, Ice Age 3, Monsters, Inc. So you can kind of get the theme.
It's great.
It's fun films that are, you know, mindless good fun.
Yeah, but you're outdoors and you can be active.
Cool.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful kind of family activity to do.
Now, you mentioned the Desert Palm there as well. Mm-hmm. You started off with that, and if you are looking for places to ride, they've got a riding stables there. That's where I used to ride,
right.
One of the places I've ridden anyway, so you could always check them out to see if they're doing any lessons through the summer.
So you can go riding and then stay
and then
have
jump
some
in the pool and watch a movie.
Watch a movie. I've already got your summer planned. Brilliant.
Now, shall we talk on staying on movies just for a second whilst we I want to tell you about Rock of Ages. So you're going to see it this evening. I went to see it last weekend at Real Cinemas. Have you been to the Real Cinema at Marina Mall?
I haven't, no.
It's really nice. I mean, we're familiar with Real Cinemas at Dubai Mall. It's the same chain, but it's a smaller one there at Marina Mall. One of my favourite malls, Marina Mall, because it's in. You can get in. It's small. You can kind of do what you need to do in it and without having to walk miles. Really nice cinema there. Excuse me.
What's the difference between that and the Dubai Mall one?
It's smaller. That's all.
The cinema.
It's the same chain, Real Cinemas. Okay. It's just smaller.
It feels more art house, more boutique-y.
And it's accessible. So you just, if you want to kind of not, easy to get in there, you're at the end of town. Mm. And, it's just a bit quieter, if you like, on the weekends.
Less manic.
Exactly, as it can be. So, Rock of Ages, went to see it. Tom Cruise, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Russell Brand is in there, Alec Baldwin, and Mary J. Blige as well. Just this movie is... Now, look, I'm not a great fan of musicals. I do quite like musical films. I'm not a rocker either, but this just grabs you. Interesting, I think, in the structure of the movie, it has got a lot of criticism, and I could see why, because the structure of the movie, it's kind of a bit all over the place. It's a little bit long, but the acting is absolutely superb.
What about the singing? I want to know whether
the
Tom Cruise
great.
Can sing.
Tom Cruise can sing.
Really?
He can do anything, actually. I just thought, mate, you're in your 50s. You know, I saw Madge earlier this year with, Madonna, and you're suddenly going, hang on, hats off to you, and you get the talent, but then you're seeing this experience they're bringing with age. Mm. And it's quite multi-layered what he does, and it is hilarious. And there is, amongst this movie that has got some real weak points to it, there is moments of comedy genius, I think. Some really funny lines. His comedy timing is superb. He's playing this character, this kind of, massive rock star who's, got his issues. He's struggling with addictions, but he does it in this very, very funny way. And you kind of, if you think this is a comedic film, this is a take on rock and the rock genre. Mm. So if you think of all those rockers that have gone before, he captures it perfectly.
Mm. I'm excited to see Catherine Zeta-Jones as well in a musical role. I'm a huge musical fan. I loved musical films as well. Chicago, I haven't seen her do anything since then. Mm. Has it got that kind of Chicago Moulin Rouge feel about it, or is it a little bit, I don't know, more Glee? Is it more Glee?
Oh, that's a good question. Now, the thing of the Glee thing is interesting, because one of the songs that they use, which I'm very surprised they did this, Don't Stop Believing.
No,
right?
They didn't.
They use it a lot in Rock of Ages, which I was confused about that. See what I mean? It's interesting how this film's been made, because you kind of go, huge talent there, amazing delivery of performances, and then you have Don't Stop Believing in
Maybe
there, which is so known for Glee.
I guess.
And that's what they've done. You've got the younger characters appealing to the younger market, you've got the older characters appealing to the older markets, but it is fun. And I think I don't know about Moulin Rouge, I don't think you can compare that to anything really, because that was so amazing and rich and vibrant. It's just a good fun film which captures rock rather than ABBA or other genres that have been used.
But you're not
before.
Into rock, I'm not into rock. People like us, we're still going to go and enjoy it.
Definitely. And actually, you find yourself singing along. There's a Slade song in there, I was singing to it. There's all sorts in there.
Sounds absolutely brilliant.
I can't wait.
It is a lot of fun. Alec Baldwin, I have to say, is tremendous performance as well. Catherine Zeta-Jones, she actually delivers a great song and dance number, but because her character's a little bit crazy, she's a little bit annoying, but then she's supposed to be.
She's always
she's
annoying.
So there you go. That's my take on Rock of Ages. Check it out for yourself this weekend. And also, of course, if you want to get active this weekend, you can head on down to Dubai Sports World. And George and I, of course, we're getting our team together. We're almost there, and we're going to announce our team next week. People have been applying with their fitness goals for the summer and why they want to keep fit or get fit this summer with George and I. And George has already started. So you headed on down there in the week, and you with the Tennis 360, and you did your cardio tennis. So we'll find out how you got on in a little while. while. And for now, Laura from Explora, thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me.
And checking out the Explora website.
AskExplora.com.
Fantastic. Until next month.
Until next
have
month.
An active time. I'm sure you will. And yeah, look forward to catching up with you then.
You too.
Do stay with us as we move into the second hour, when we're also going to be looking at food, culinary delights, I have to say, coming from the Emirates, of course, homegrown stuff. So do stay with us.